Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Last month, at 3 in the morning, I was testing the automated monitoring module on our AI platform. The system detected an abnormal drop in metal recovery rates on one of the production lines, adjusted the parameters on its own, and sent a report to my inbox. By the time I saw it at 8 o'clock the next morning, the issue had already been resolved. That moment made me stop and think, if a system can make judgment calls without any human involvement, then what exactly am I, an operator, a supervisor, or simply someone who receives notifications after the fact? When I talk about around-the-clock economy, I don't mean convenience stores staying open all night. I mean that decisions, transactions, and optimization can continue to run without any human presence at all. The economy of the past was paced by the limits of human physical and cognitive capacity. That premise has now been dismantled. My own experience tells me this. Once a system starts making decisions autonomously, a person's role quietly shifts from decision-maker to approver and finally to bystander. Not excluded exactly, but unable to keep up. And that slide happens faster than you'd expect, but let me return to that early morning example. What if the system had made the wrong adjustment? Who bears the loss? I never issued a command, but I was the one who designed the rules that allowed it to tune its own parameters. That gray zone of indirect responsibility is only going to grow. Technology has already flattened the pace of time, but when a system runs this fast and something goes wrong, the question of who ends up holding the bill is not one that engineers can answer.